makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Muli nating makakasama ang fashion artist at social entrepreneur na si Francis Solano. Magandang umaga o magandang araw sa iyo, Francis.
Magandang umaga, Miss Annaline, and magandang umaga rin sa mga tagapakinig natin ngayon. Good morning.
Oo. At ikaw ay nagbabalik down under, nasa bahagi ka ng Canberra.
Yes, it's my second time here sa Design Canberra. Masayang-masaya sila sa community, the Filipino community participation at saka participation ko po last year. So ngayon, they invited me again.
And this is about your works as fashion artist or arts?
More of art, pero this year, more of city curator. Meaning, pumupunta ako sa different exhibitions, galleries, tapos pinipili ko kung ano yung pinakamaganda according to my taste. Parang ganun.
So parang sort of judge ka na ngayon ng mga gawa nila?
Parang, oo. Then I post it in social media, then I promote it. So parang promotions na rin of the event. So it's the first time that they invited a Filipino para sa to be a city curator. Talagang to curate. Tingnan kung ano yung maganda during the design week.
And it's for a week?
Yung events ko dito is for a week officially, pero yung the entire festival, 1 month siya, start of November to the end of November. So one entire month, pero yung participation ko as a city curator for 1 week, yung design week ko. Oo.
Kasama ba dito, nakita ko sa Facebook mo, yung environmentally conscious? Can you tell us about this?
Yung environmentally conscious, siya, gumawa kami ng workshop with high school and middle school students sa Blue Gum Community School dito sa Canberra. Tapos the goal was to transform yung mga lumang sapatos na pinapo na gawin nilang art sculptures or something else. So napakaganda ng output kasi gumawa sila ng mga, yung iba nga gumawa ng cellphone case,
oh, wow.
Gumawa ng coasters, glass coasters, tapos yung iba headdresses, headpiece, so different kinds of artwork. So masaya-masaya yung school of the output.
Ito ay hindi lang basta makagawa ng art, kundi very environmental siya kasi instead of itapon or throwing the shoes, ay nagagamit ito and turn it into something useful.
Yes, tama po, Miss Annaline. Yun yung goal niya na to promote awareness while the kids are still young. While at young pa, alam na nila to be environmentally conscious. So, ayun.
Kasama rin ba dito yung Urban Revitalization Project? Parang ang lalim.
Yung Urban Revitalization, meaning yung kasi before, yung Dixon Community Center, parang siyang open air, open shopping space. Oo. Tapos, kasi luma na siya, hindi na pumupunta masyado yung mga tao. So, yung community mismo nila, gumawa ng series of activities na gawang lively na again. So, may art activities, may mga gardening. So, they were privileged na pumunta si Minister Shane Rattenbury, ng ACT government of the parliament. Bumunta siya doon, tas kaming dalawa yung ginawang parang guest of the event.
So ito ayun, parang muling binubuhay yung hindi na masyadong pinupuntahan ng mga tao.
Tama, yes. Through the arts, through the environmental awareness, kung ganun. So it was very good. It was a good project po.
And you also attended the Family Fair Day sa Philippine Embassy last weekend.
Yes. Congratulations talaga sa Philippine Embassy. It is the first na Family Fair Day. It was very successful. Ang daming dumating, hindi lang from the Filipino community, kundi a lot of mga taga Canberra, mga puti mismo, they went, dagdala sa nang kanilang family. I had a stall.
Oh, wow!
Nagbenta po ako doon ng mga items from our social enterprise and also from my mentor, Dita Sandico.
Are you also attending the Pasko in Canberra?
Unfortunately, I'll be out next week na. So, pero I have a poster sa design ng Pasko sa Canberra. I've been giving it away.
Okay.
Whenever I go to events, so nang-iimbita.
Oo. Francis, bago ka bumalik ng Australia, ikaw ay alam ko naglibot sa ilang bahagi ng mundo. You've been to the America at sa Taiwan, tama ba ko?
Taiwan din po, yes po.
And you are sharing yung ginagawa mo, yung art and being environmentally conscious.
Yes, yes po. This year has been very privileged for me na it has full of opportunities to share talaga our advocacy about the environment through the arts. Pumunta kami ng Mongolia early this year. Gumawa kami ng installation about the coral reefs, ng Great Barrier Reef, na installation inspired by sa Australian visit ko. Then pumunta din kami sa Taiwan, kung saan gumawa kami ng isang malaking installation using all garbage and scrap. Tapos yung latest din, we had a fashion show dun sa New York during the UNGA, United Nations General Assembly. It was a big show kasi ang daming dumating, the presidents and state leaders were there. Mm-mm. So nakita nila yung fashion show. So ayun, very para sa bayan.
Francis, nung makilala ka namin more than a year ago dito sa SBS Filipino, parang non-stop yung patuloy at continuous talaga yung advocacies na ginagawa mo, not just in the Philippines but sharing it all over the world, I think.
Yes po, kasi I think climate change is happening right now and also importante din na malaman ng a lot of people na talagang Philippines and we Filipinos have something to do, we have something to share about the arts, about culture, about design, and the advocacy of the environment is something na close in my heart because yun yung what my parents and my family always taught us ba. So ayun.
And back in the Philippines, patuloy ang Youth for Livable Cebu sa advocacies ninyo. Can you share or update us what's happening with the social enterprise?
So on the social enterprise part, I've been doing design work for other social enterprises, Bali Consultancy for as a designer.
Mm-mm.
On Youth for Livable Cebu projects, meron kaming project ngayon on tinutulungan namin yung mga bata for creative education. Ito yung mga anak ng mga people from the landfill.
Mm-mm.
So we try to teach them creative workshops, ganon. So it's being led by our partner, Steph Harina. So we're trying to revive the libraries then, revive a lot of places. So a lot of education, mostly with children, yung focus namin ngayon.
With a lot of this going on all at the same time, may time ka pa ba para sa iba pang projects?
Sobrang busy nga po. I think it's a very good year to spread environmental awareness. In fact, pag-uwi ko ng Pilipinas, one day lang po ako doon. On the 27th ko lang, maglalaba lang po ako on the 27th. tapos fly out na po ako on the 28th, 7 in the morning. Punta po ako ng Boston kasi YLC. At saka yung MIT as in the MIT na school, meron kaming partnership on sustainability. So I'll be doing a fashion show in MIT November 29 and also December 1. And then I'll be speaking in MIT na school on December 6. So ayun po, marami naming activities.
Francis, isang tanong
yes,
na lang.
Yes po.
Gaano kahalaga para sa iyo at sabi mo nga para sa bayan na maibahagi hindi lang sa buong Pilipinas kundi sa buong mundo na rin yung ginagawa mo for the environment and for the community?
I think it's very important para sa akin and for everyone else. Kasi for me, it's not about me. It's representing the Philippines na I'm wearing the Philippine flag and talagang ang Pilipinas may isasabi about design, about culture and art. And more importantly, kasi we had Typhoon Haiyan, Typhoon Ondoy, and we saw ano yung effects ng climate change sa Pilipinas mismo. So we have to fight for it and we have to let the world know na they themselves has to help us and everyone else. So ayun po, importante po na maibahagi ang mensaheng ito to everyone. So ayun po.
At syempre magpapatuloy ka at sa mga darating na panahon, for sure makakasama ka pa naming uli dito sa programa at magbabalik ka for sure dito sa Australia.
Hopefully po, fingers crossed, and next year.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Francis, at all the best sa mga ginagawa mo.
Thank you so much, Miss Annalyn, at saka maraming salamat din sa mga tagapakinig. Magandang umaga, everyone.
Tangkiliki ng higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.